Walmart's removed Cosmopolitan magazine from its checkout shelves. You can still buy it, amongst other magazine, on the top shelf, I guess. A lobby group, the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, says that they have brought about this decision. Cosmo's not suitable to be on display to minors. We'll hear a different view in a moment, but here's Hayley Halverson explaining why her organization calls Cosmopolitan hypersexualized.
It really does target young girls with its branding. If you look at one, you'll see that it is a bubblegum pink and it has Disney Channel stars on the cover. But when you open it up, it's actually a very adult magazine. It's filled with really graphic, descriptive articles encouraging its young readership to do things like engage in sexting and pornography, public sex, group sex, and more, really in a ubiquitous way across every single issue. We also see that Cosmopolitan is promoting the same form of female sexuality that Playboy does, that female sexuality is really just meant in order to be an object for men to act out on.
So it's not that they're covering those issues to explain them to people who are going to have to deal with them in some way or the other. It is that they're encouraging them. That's your point.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I don't think you can pick up an issue of Cosmo that doesn't say 100 ways to sexually please your man or to get your man to stay. And so it's very much encouraging its readership to engage in those activities.
In the context of how the status of women is changing and awareness is growing about what women have had to put up with from men who thought that they had every right to touch them, that seems rather old-fashioned now, actually.
Well, yes, but we see, especially with the end of the Me Too movement, or as the Me Too movement is continuing, that it's time for us to take a step back and think, what are the messages in our culture that have normalized that behavior, that it's okay to treat women as objects? And research shows that when someone is sexually objectifying another person, they view them as if they have less of an individual mind and as if they're less deserving of moral treatment, which absolutely is the mindset that then leads to the kinds of problems we're experiencing now.
What would be the right approach then to, in a popular forum, in a popular magazine, to deal with issues of being aware of sexuality, not being afraid of being sexually active?
Well, there's certainly a time and place to discuss women's sexuality. You know, our organization, the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, is the most sex-positive group you could have. We want a healthy sexuality in our cultures. One thing that they could do is stop targeting young girls with their messages. 13 and 14-year-old girls don't need to be having explicit sex tips to the extent that Cosmo does. And also to cover a whole woman instead of objectifying and narrowing the dialogue to just be about her sexuality.
Are you sure that young women don't want that? Is it true that teenage girls, just like you see more teenage girls smoking these days because boys used to do it, you're sure that teenage girls don't want that?
I think that we definitely see a split. There are some that are seeking it out more than ever, but there are also many that have, I mean, really thousands over the past few years of young girls and even young boys have reached out to our organization to say that they're tired of being constantly bombarded with hypersexualized messages and images in the media, which is why it's so helpful that Walmart has removed Cosmo from the checkout lines, because then it's just one less place where that's bombarding them.
Hayley Halverson from the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. Not everyone agrees. I spoke to Susanna Weiss, a feminist writer. She spoke to me from Miami.
When I first read the press release, I found myself kind of agreeing with what that organization was saying about Cosmo objectifying women. I do think that it is problematic with all those articles like how to look good naked and what guys really think of this or whatever. However, I looked at the organization's website and I personally, what I think they're doing is I think they're co-opting the language of Me Too and the language of feminism in order to get people like me on their side. And I don't think that's actually what they care about. I think based on their platform, which is anti-porn and anti-sex work, I think they're more just anti-sex and think that sex in general is bad and children should not be exposed to it. I would personally rather that there be Bitch or Bust or even Teen Vogue on the shelves. That I think would be more of a positive influence on women. I don't really buy that that's really what these people care about.
Bitch or Bust, those are feminist magazines. or feminist news sites. But, I mean, pornography, you mentioned pornography. Pornography has objectified women, hasn't it? I mean, that's what it's about.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. However, I don't think that's inherent to pornography. I think that's how much of it is right now. But I don't support being against it altogether because I think people should have the freedom to make that. It's more an issue with the way that women are portrayed in it than it is with the medium itself.
Healthy attitudes, healthy information about sex, that's important, isn't it? But don't you think that there are reasons to limit the amount of sex that teenagers in particular are exposed to? And I think that was one of the complaints, wasn't it, that Cosmopolitan is dressed up as being about mature women, but it's really attractive to teenage girls.
I read Cosmo a few times as a teen, and I can't say it really damaged me. I mean, yes, a lot of it is objectifying, but I don't agree with the idea that sex in general should be kept from kids. I think they should get accurate information, and they should get information that, like, teaches women that they're equals. And Cosmo does do some of that. It's a mixed bag.
Tell us about the work you do. You're a writer and an editor. What do you write about?
I write about a lot of things, including sex and relationships from a feminist perspective. One of my favorite articles I've written was about visiting a clothing optional resort that was supposed to be liberating to women and actually was like a hotbed of sexual harassment and very objectifying and sort of critiquing this way we've been conflating women's liberation with objectification. I think the term empowerment has become cheapened, like when Kim Kardashian snapped that nude selfie and was like, I'm doing it for empowerment, or women buying This Is What a Feminist Looks Like t-shirts that are like made in sweatshops where women are underpaid. So I think the concept of empowerment and sexual liberation has sort of been cheapened, and that's what I found at this resort, that basically they're saying the women are worshipped, but worshipped to them means that their looks are worshipped and their boundaries aren't really respected.
Susanna Weiss, a feminist author on the issue of Cosmopolitan and other things. Comment on that at BBC Dan Damon on Twitter.